Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. It's time now for Light for the Pathway with W.A. Thompson.
And again, we greet you in the name of the Lord Jesus as we think so often of the matter of praying, or think so often of the things that are on our minds or what's on the mind. We want to be careful to see to it that that which is in our minds is pleasing to the Lord, because that is not hidden from the sight of the Lord. You know that from time to time when you're dealing with a person who has a particular sin, that there is a besetting sin. Take, for example, one who smokes, and I've asked them, they've said, you know, I do need to get rid of this. I say, well, when you go to church, where do you thump the ashes from your cigarette? Well, I don't do that in church. Why not? Well, that's the Lord's house. No, your body is the house in which the Holy Spirit of God dwells. And so they will, you know, many times I've gotten people to see that, but if they are not willing to accept God's way and to go God's way and yield themselves fully over to the Lord, they'll not get the victory that they need in their lives. Well, let's go move a bit further. People feel like it's all right for them to think about what they want to think about, and feel like as long as nobody else knows what they're thinking about, it's all right. But you know, the Lord is concerned about what goes on in your thoughts. He is concerned about your thoughts. He even tells us that we are to have the right kind of thinking. You're not going to have the right kind of life if you don't have the right kind of thinking. You can't think in one direction and walk in another. You can't send your heart ahead of you and eventually arrive at another location. You will eventually go to where your heart is. And so I pray that you will recognize that as a man, the scripture says, a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. You ever wondered how the Lord sees you? How does the Lord see, what kind of person the Lord sees you to be? Or how does he know you are? Well, what do you think of in your heart? What is it like in your heart? And as that person who said, well, I wouldn't dare smoke in the church because that's the Lord's house. Well, should you then say it's all right for you to think about what you want to think about because it's only your thoughts and not affecting anyone else? No, that's not true. You can tell what people are thinking about many times, thinking whether or not they're thinking a pleasant thought or an angry thought or a vengeful thought. You can tell of this by the expression on their faces. There's a man that he's no longer with us, but he did a lot of walking around on his own, thinking about things in his own world. And it seems to be many times that he was in a delightful mood about things that he was thinking about. He wasn't talking to anybody, but just carrying on a conversation. You could tell if it were a pleasant conversation that he was carrying on with this invisible person, or if it were an angry conversation, because the words that came from his lips told us what kind of person he was, or what kind of things were going on in his mind. You look at a person, they're bearing a smile. Look at a person, he's got a frown. And we do this often. The scriptures tell us in Joseph, in the book of Genesis, when he saw the butler and the baker, in chapter 40, he saw the butler frowning, the baker, saw them having, they'd had their dreams, knew that something was going on in their lives. Well, you can look at the countenance of people and tell much. Well, so if your body expresses what's going on in your mind, just think what God sees, and he sees everything. Our Heavenly Father, we again ask for thy help. We thank thee, Father, for the blood of Christ, and we ask for thy forgiveness of sins. Bless this program today. Bless this preacher, that I may minister thy word unto all who hear. For Jesus' sake we pray. Amen. In the Gospel according to John, chapter 16, and starting at verse 1, the Lord Jesus again is speaking, "These things have I spoken unto you, that ye should not be offended." Now, there are things that we hear that offend us. Sometimes that which we hear offends us because of who said what they said. Sometimes the things we hear offend us is because of what was said. Sometimes things offend us because of when it was said. Other times things offend us because to whom it was said. And so you can just carry things along that line and see, now, why does a person feel like they do? Why do things offend us? Well, the Lord says, "Now, I've spoken this unto you, that you should not be offended." He did not speak this to the for the purpose of offending the believers. But just acknowledge this, though, that there are things that are going to offend many people. In Matthew 5:29, the scriptures tell us, "If the right eye offend thee, pluck it out and cast it from thee. For it is profitable for thee that one of thy members should perish, and not that thy whole body should be cast into hell." In the same passage, verse 30, "If thy right hand offend thee, cut it off. For it is profitable for thee that one of thy members should perish, and not thy whole body should be cast into hell." Matthew 11:6, "And blessed is he whosoever shall not be offended in me." So there is a blessing there for the ones who are not offended in Christ. See, because that tells something about you. If you're not offended in Christ or of Christ or what he would have you to do, is indicating that you are with him, that you are for him. You cannot be neutral about this matter. You are for him, or you are against him. None is neutral. Everyone has taken his place concerning Christ, either for him or against him. There's no neutral ground. Another time this word offended appears in the scriptures is Matthew 13:21. "Yet hath he no root in him, not root in himself, but dureth for a while. For when tribulation or persecution ariseth because of the word, by and by he is offended." Now, there are many people who started out one day serving the Lord or saying they were living for the Lord, and because there was no root there, they were offended in making it known that they were in Christ. And so they wound up turning aside and away from him. And Matthew 13:57, "And they were offended in him. But Jesus said unto them, A prophet is not without honor, save in his own country and in his own house." People who are offended in Christ. What does it do for you when you go into meet relatives and friends, and you know that you are a Christian? You know you've tried to live for the Lord, and you do so quite easily when you're in the presence of others who are Christians. But when you get around certain people, you are offended at Christ because you don't want to offend them. Now, you can't have it both ways. We must be willing to offend Christ, or we must be willing to offend those who are against Christ. We can't have it both ways. You will not please the world if you set out to please the Lord Jesus. His disciples came unto him, "Knowest thou not, or knowest thou that the Pharisees were offended after they heard the certain sayings of the Lord?" Matthew 15:12. Now the Lord was not surprised that these were offended after they had heard his words, because the Lord many times spoke to them, "Beware of the leaven of the Pharisees." He was telling them many, they taught many lessons concerning to the disciples concerning the Pharisees. So he knew that they were very wicked people. They were self-righteous. They sat in Moses' seat, and they did righteousness exceedingly above that which others had expected or could do. So they certainly were very separated people. But they were separated at the expense of obedience to the Word of God and at the expense of the needs of the people. And so the Lord Jesus tells them of this very important matter. In Matthew 17:27, notwithstanding, lest we should offend them. So here is a matter when it comes time to taking care of obligations that everybody else has to take care of, and that is namely of paying taxes. And the Lord was concerned about not offending those who were not privy to the fact or to the blessings and the state that he was. Indeed, he is the Lord God of heaven, of all creation, the eternal God. He doesn't have to pay tax on his own world. He made this world. He created it. He keeps it going. Should he pay tax or tithe? But he didn't want to offend others, as he was the God-man in flesh. He set an example for them, didn't want to offend them. So he performed a miracle and provided for the payment of the taxes. The Lord warns in chapter 18 of Matthew about those who offend one of the little ones who believe in him. You know, as I look at this and I see several other places, the hand of offend thee, cut them off. We already said that from chapter 5, verses 29 and 30, and then chapter 18, again in verses 6 and verse 8, the eye and the foot offend thee, and thy feet offend thee. Well, he said in verse 9 of chapter 18, if thine eye offend thee, pluck it out. And then when we come to chapter 24, there will be many shall be offended and shall betray one another and shall hate one another. The Lord is making it clear to us that there are things that are offensive in this world. But is the Lord an offense to you, or are you an offense to God? Do you care? See, the Holy Spirit of God is tender, and you grieve his heart. So do you offend him? Do you care about what he wants you to do? Does it make any difference to you what pleases the Lord? And then in chapter 26, a couple of verses, then saith Jesus unto them, all shall be offended because of me this night, for it is written, I will smite the shepherd, and the sheep of the flock shall be scattered abroad. So there were those who were offended at Christ, offended by what he was doing, offended by his message, and the disciples were also denying him because they were offended at what they thought they were going to have to endure. And Peter said, though all men should be offended because of thee, yet will I never be offended. And he didn't know his own heart. Well, are you offended in the Lord? If you are, today is the day to get that matter fixed. Dear Heavenly Father, we ask for thy help and thy blessings, that these might forsake sin and submit themselves to thy way, for Jesus' sake. Amen.